Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
One pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
I'm every trash EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
And I like to say a good morning. It is March the 11th, DNR with you. You made it to another Monday. Supposed to be a very windy day today. And we have a lot going on. We got the Knicks atrocity at the Garden last night. And Rick, NFL free agency is here. And I say good morning to you. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
How was the weekend?
Weekend was fine. But last night it kind of got a little ruined watching that Knicks game.
It wasn't great. No, it was not great. I mean, especially with what happened around the NBA around you, right? Miami lost, Orlando lost, Cleveland lost. Just you come off a game against Orlando. You hold them to 74 points. You're like, wow.
Right.
And then you scored 73 points yesterday.
Do you know how difficult it actually is to score 73 points in a full NBA game?
They had more turnovers than made field goals in the first half. I believe it was 14-12, although I'm looking at NBA and it says 12-12, but regardless.
I think you're right. I think they did have 14.
Yeah, watching the game, they said 14. I'm looking at the NBA, NBA.com, it says 12, but it doesn't matter. It's not good.
It was
horrendous. Yeah.
That offense was, I mean, it's going to make me weep, was absolutely pathetic last night. It was. But, you know,
getting emotional.
Very emotional early on a Monday. How does that happen? Yeah, I mean, offensively, they looked awful.
They hoist up 43s and make 22.5% of them. That's how it happens.
Oh, but you know what the thing was? After like 5 minutes in, you realize they don't have it. And typically, a team will find it a little bit at some point during the game. They never did. The entirety of the game, they never turned it around. They never had like even a five-minute stretch where they could score yesterday.
Well, part of the problem, too, is that your best player, didn't have his first made field goal till I think 3:25 left in the first half.
Yeah, he was bad.
When he finally scored.
You know, this trade, this Bogdanović and Burks trade is, I mean, those guys were abysmal last night.
We keep going back to the same thing with this team, is right now being undermanned the way they are is, and I know Philly was, too. And what pisses you off, too, is that Philly hadn't won a game without Maxey and Embiid.
No, they were 0-7 without those two guys.
Right. Jalen Brunson has to be your best player, and Dante DiVincenzo has to be, a guy you can rely on to score. I mean, Josh Hart did not have a good night, and he's been great with all the minutes that he's playing. He just did not have a good night.
I think he had 4 turnovers in the first quarter last night.
That sounds about right. And on top of that, didn't shoot well, 1-7 for 3. And he had actually, I saw a stat the other day. I think he's shooting since the Randle injury, I think he's shooting, since Julius Randle went down, he's averaging 40 minutes, which we all know. And Josh Hart was shooting 43.5% from 3 since the All-Star break. So he'd been lights out for them. And it just was one of those games where he wasn't good.
He really
Brunson
wasn't.
He wasn't good. Dante was 3-12 from 3.
Achua was brutal.
You know what? You know what is frustrating, I think, too, about last night is they get into at one point during the second quarter, I'm sitting there watching the game, and it's like they were having a hard time actually because of the length for, I think, Kelly Oubre in the first half on Brunson kind of made him uncomfortable, but they get the ball into the paint, they'd spray it out, 3, brick, go get the rebound. Back, and it was like this frenetic, like, get the rebound, throw it out. Oh, another three. Get the. It's just like, and nothing was going down. It was ugly.
That took some of the worst threes I've seen last night. I mean, you know, there was one I actually thought went, it was so bad, I thought it went in. But it like hit the side of the net. They hit the side of the backboard.
Well, how about late, too, in that game? Josh Hart, I mean, he did not have a good game, but hit a couple shots late. And then you had Achiuwa, air ball, Brunson, air ball. I mean, it was gross.
Achiuwa was bad last. I mean, he was brutal last night.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, he is who he is. I mean, you're asking again, like you need, we talk about this, and I know they didn't have Maxey or Embiid, and this is a game that you would have loved to have won. He scored 73 points. It's disgusting. Shot less than 33%. But it's, I mean, you're relying on Brunson to be Brunson and DiVincenzo to chip in. You can't rely on Precious Achiuwa to be good every single night. It's not who he is. That's the difference between a really good player and a guy that you thought was a throw-in in a trade, is that every night he's not going to be, you know, be able to contribute. That's just not he's capable of doing that. He's playing 36 minutes last night. But, I mean, you got to look to Brunson, didn't have a good game.
No.
DiVincenzo.
Nobody did.
No, you had more turnovers than made field goals in the first half. Hopefully you get OG back here either on Tuesday or when they head on the road. And right the ship here a little bit.
Sounds like they might get Maxey back on Tuesday as well. I just, you know what the thing is? The Knicks are confounding. They're confusing. And I get it that they're all banged up and they don't have guys that can score, but it's like they look terrific on Friday against Orlando. And you think, all right, I mean, they're going to win that game. I think there were 7.5-point favorites going into that game last night. Like a heavy favorite to win that game. Come out, had nothing from the jump, and I don't know. I went into the game thinking to myself that's a game that they sat down excited. I didn't care how they won. I didn't care if they were on the victorious end of a you know 79-73 game. It didn't matter to me. And they could never get over the hump. That's a loss. And then you look at things; it's so close here. I mean, you can't really afford to lose games like that. You look at the Eastern Conference, Rick, and you are now two games in the loss column. Ahead of the eighth spot. So nothing is guaranteed right now.
No, nothing's guaranteed. And this is one of those ones where, I mean, you're playing a Sixers team that's just as undermanned as you are. I mean, the two best players not playing. They hadn't won a game yet without those two. They were 0-7.
Maybe more undermanned.
Right. And I mean, they scored 79 points. And you find a way to lie. If I told you before the game that the Sixers would score 79 points, you'd say there's no chance that the
Knicks win by 15
game.
Plus.
Right.
Maybe more. Maybe 20, maybe 25.
Okay, and they didn't, and what makes it worse, to the point you just made about how tight these standings are, is that the three teams I had mentioned earlier all lost. Miami lost. Cleveland lost. Orlando lost. So, I mean, those are three teams that are right with you, and you had a chance to win a basketball game, and it's just you shot as bad as you could shoot. I mean, you're talking about the lowest scoring half of the season, any half for the Knicks. You're talking about, I mean, that's the lowest combined score since 2016. Like, it's just, it was awful.
It was awful. I mean, the first quarter was I mean, the whole thing, the thing is, I'm not even exaggerating. That might have been the worst offensive game combined I've ever seen in the NBA.
It was pretty bad. It really was. I mean, you guys were joking on the group text, first to 80. No one got to 80.
Yeah.
Like, no one got to 80. Yeah. It was just one of those nights, man. It was one of those nights. I mean, Jalen didn't have it going early. Doesn't score till late in that first half.
What did he finish? 6-22.
He was 6-22, 1-9 from three. Not great. Hart was 1-7 from three. DiVincenzo was 3-12 from three. Sure, I mean, they were 9-40. 9-40.
That's real. But why do you keep shooting them for?
Well, that's what they do. I mean, they were having a hard time. I mean, they were having a hard time with the length and the size of Philly, and they would get in and they'd kick it out, and they would miss threes. And yeah, I was like, okay, as ugly as this is, like, they're at home. Let's figure this thing out. Like, let's find a way to steal this one as bad as it is. And they couldn't.
Right.
They couldn't get it done.
Now, I mean, they win the game 79-73. I don't care. No, yeah, I don't care. That, yeah, you say they needed to win. They found a way to get the win. They pick a game on all these teams. Wouldn't matter to me in the least. But that loss was grotesque, and that loss could really haunt you. And now Tuesday becomes a vital game, and then it's Portland, which becomes a vital game, because the three games following that are really, really tough.
Right. Now you're on the West Coast trip. That's a missed opportunity. I mean, that's the only way to look at it. I mean,
it's exactly what it is.
A team that hadn't won a game without those two players, and it's not like they shot lights out. Wow, we just thought, what are we going to do? The other team was just there for some reason. They just had a night. They didn't have a night. They shot 30% from three, and they shot 38% from the field. You just were that bad. Dude, both teams scored 15 points in the first. It was 30
pathetic.
Combined points.
Yeah, honestly, and RJ keeps saying it was reminiscent of like a bad college game. That's what it was. Watching that game was awful. The only reason I watched that game is because I'm a Knicks fan. Like, if that's ABC Saturday night primetime game, and that's the game, and it's like Warriors and Suns, it's off. It's off, and I'm focusing on something else. It was brutal to watch that thing.
Yeah, if you're not emotionally attached to one of those teams that are playing, there's no way.
I think you have to turn it off.
You're sticking around for that one. There's no chance.
Oh, my God. So here's what you got coming up. Sixers, huge game tomorrow night at the Blazers, which, again, if you're not healthy, is that a pushover win?
I think that OG will be back.
It sounds like it. He's now very day-to-day, right?
Yeah.
And that's on Thursday. A nice 10 o'clock tip-off, so Raymond will be in a great mood on Friday morning. Kings, a late one on Saturday night in Sacramento. At the Warriors on Monday, and then at the Nuggets next Thursday. And then it gets a little easier. Then you get three, four imminently winnable games. You're home to the Nets. You're home to the Pistons. You're at the Raptors. You're at the Spurs. And then it gets a little tougher. So, you know, you got to get through the next four, and then the four following that are a much easier situation.
Right. I think that they have to get healthy. I honestly think that's the biggest thing for them.
Well, I mean, at what point is Randall coming? You're right. OG, if he's not Tuesday, he's Thursday. It sounds like he's like on the precipice of returning.
Yeah, and Randall's going to take the trip with him, I'm sure, to the West Coast. And then, you know, as soon as he gets cleared for full contact, I would say sometime by the middle to end of this month he'll be back. But I mean, there's only so long you can do the whole like next man up thing. There's a reason why. Like, I don't care what the sport is. There's a reason why that guy's the next man up.
I get it,
because there's a guy in front of him that's better.
Okay, and you're right. And when they lost to Atlanta, remember the other day when I said they lose to Atlanta, I'm going to freak out. And Atlanta, yep. Atlanta was just better. Like, Atlanta played a decent game, and they had players, and they were just better. Philadelphia was in a, you could argue Philadelphia was in a worse position than the Knicks heading into that game. They were 0-7 without those two guys. They didn't have them again. And to go out and lead from, you know, I think from 15 all, they led, I think, the entire rest of the game. For me, that's really difficult to deal with.
Of course it is. It's a missed opportunity. I'm not going to defend it. It's just, it's not, I mean, and it you had a real chance with the team that's undermanned. Just, I mean, you're right, worse than you, because at least you had Jalen Brunson. They were without their two best players. At least you had your best player.
Right.
And you had one of those nights. They happen. I mean, Jalen Brunson had a bad night, on top of the fact that Josh Hart had a bad night and Dante DiVincenzo didn't shoot well.
Right. It's a bad night for everyone to have a bad night.
Right. And the result of it is 73 freaking points. 73 points.
God. Here's Tom Thibodeau. What caused so many turnovers last night?
Their ball pressure had a lot to do with it. You know, we have to do a better job with that. You know, we gave up, we had 21 and 17 points. I thought our ball pressure was pretty good. We got some turnovers and we scored off that. In a game like this, that you need those easy buckets.
I don't know that the Knicks got any easy points last night in the entire game.
Offense was hard.
I mean,
well, you had
every
21 turnovers.
Point you had was difficult to get.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so first half of the game, depending on if it's whatever you want to look at, it was either you had as many field goals made as turnovers or 14 turnovers to 12 field goals made. By the end of the game, you had 26 made field goals and 21 turnovers. That's not good math. It's not, and you're right. Like, look at talk about easy baskets. The fast break points, you had five fast break points. So offense was not coming easy, and guys did not shoot well. Shoot awful. They shot awful. Didn't shoot well. They shot awful. It's just, I mean, you'll be hard pressed to win like that.
Yeah. Here's more from Thibodeau. Update on Anunoby, Randall, and Robinson.
They could travel. Hopefully, OG gets cleared and should be able to play.
It'll make a huge difference. Even just one of them will make a huge difference.
It's going to make a big difference too, especially defense. I mean, what he's done for them defensively. And it also limits the minutes that you're going to see some of these other guys.
Yes. Yeah, and you know what? And he's a, I mean, last night when you have Sims and Achiuwa on the court at the same time, offensively you are really challenged. And there are games where Achiuwa can score. Last night was not one of those games. Could you imagine if you had Anunoby last night, you would have held Philadelphia to 61 points. 52 points.
I couldn't believe what I was watching last night.
It was awful. I mean, it was awful.
I know, but what was frustrating was, it's like he had a nice weekend. Baseball, like there's a lot of things going on this weekend. I was like, okay, just sit back, relax, watch the Knicks, get ready for tomorrow's show. And it was like, ugh.
Yeah, ugh is right.
Awful.
Ugh is right. Can I interest you in a little NFL free agency?
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Please, give me legal tampering immediately.
Legal tampering starts at, I believe, noon today. Is that right?
I think you're correct.
Yeah. I think noon today, and I watched this Instagram Live of Jordan Renan last night. He seems to think the Giants are going to be very active.
Choo, choo, choo.
That's a lot of choo-choos like, there.
Yeah, the offensive line is going to get hammered out this offseason.
Yes. Hopefully.
Do you see this money, though? I was watching something else, too, because as Jets fans, are all like, okay, you got to address the offensive line.
Right.
They're like, do you see how much money guards are getting now? Like what the guard market looks like?
The good guards are going to get $20 million.
Yeah, so I mean, get ready. It's gonna make it interesting to see what happens now with that 10th pick, with how some of the receivers that you liked aren't no longer available, and now how much offensive linemen on the free agent market are gonna cost you, how much cap space you have left, and then what you decide in a draft that has a lot of wide receiver talent and a lot of offensive line talent, what's sitting there for you at 10?
From superchargers, exhaust kits, and more, eBay Motors has over 122 million parts to keep your ride or die alive. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to bring home that win. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you guys kind of put your heads together to decide what you're going to do for my birthday tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. I think we'll probably sing happy birthday. I think that's probably it.
I'd like that.
Yeah.
I'd like every hour for you all to sing happy birthday. Like maybe the 6 o'clock hour is you, 7 o'clock RJ, 8 o'clock Raymond, 9 o'clock you do a trio.
I feel like you're asking for a lot.
Why?
That's a lot. It's 51. This is not 50.
So? Well, you didn't. You know what? Let's make up for last year when none of you sang happy birthday.
I thought you got a bunch of
Would you like a different style every hour? Like, you know, the traditional style?
Yeah, maybe a little barbershop quartet.
Barbershop quartet. Yeah. Or maybe Rick gives you the Marilyn Monroe.
I don't want that.
Well, I could do that. I'll wear something. I'll wear something nice to the studio tomorrow for you.
No, you won't.
Yeah.
What are you going to wear tomorrow?
Something revealing.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe if we get the brunch off the ground, you know, he just happens to walk over a grate on the sidewalk. And, you know.
Oh. And maybe his skirt goes popping up?
Maybe I won't have any underwear on.
Could you imagine? could you imagine how disturbing it would be if he was wearing, like, what could he even wear that
we'll
would
naked
expose
ladies.
Him? Why?
I told you I did that in yoga one time. I was wearing shorts, and for some reason, decided not to wear underwear underneath the shorts.
Who does that?
That's very freeing.
Well, you know what? It's a good question as to why I did that. I had they were like a longer short, so I didn't think I thought I'd be fine. And then at one point, Cass is like, "Hey,
very revealing.
Your junk is hanging out." I was like,
"It was actually dangling out."
Yeah, there was some hangage. Is it some kind of very very compromising position where the junk was exposed? Not my finest moment.
No, it doesn't sound it. Why don't you guys, this is an email from Sergio and Flu, why don't you guys just do a bracket with your best drops?
Well, because the case already does that.
Nobody asked me if I was comfortable with that, by the way.
They have no respect for you. We're trying to do our own thing. But every time we come up with a good idea, they, like, hey, the loser of the picture get attacked by dogs. Oh, we can't do that.
No, I can't do that.
No, it's just someone could get hurt. Well, we'll sign a waiver.
We're going to do like a whole sadness where who's the most unliked person to say, no, you can't do that.
No, I mean, it's unbelievable. They stifle our creativity is what they do.
Was that Winthrop?
Yeah.
What's Winthrop?
Your voice you just said.
No, it was just a no, and I don't think that was John. It was somebody. It's not meant to be anybody specific. It's just a nerd that's saying, no, you can't do that.
Feels like you're talking about Winthrop.
I don't look at John as a nerd at all.
It's the collective station is what you're
exactly.
saying.
Exactly. It's the collective nerds that are saying, no, that's not okay. You can't do that.
Is it spirally?
You can't. Wait, are you calling me a nerd?
No, you can't do that.
How has everything turned
How's
around?
How's the football he throws? Is it nice? Is it spirally?
Think I'm a nerd?
No, of course not. There's nothing nerdy about you.
I'm not a nerd. I'm a lot of things. I'm not a nerd.
No chance.
No. Biggest nerd of the four of us is who?
I don't know if we have a nerd.
No, but if you had to choose one nerd on the show, who would it be? Have you done crack?
I don't know.
I'd probably say RJ.
I think you might be right.
Yeah.
Yeah?
No, you can't do that.
I don't look at RJ as a nerd, but you're clearly not a nerd, Rick. Raymond, for everything we make fun of, is nowhere near nerddom.
Yeah, I agree. Rick is...
I could probably wear the hat a little bit.
Rick is...
Yeah, a little bit.
Rick has lived to...
No,
high
Rick,
profile.
Rick is like the president of the fraternity. He's not a nerd.
You have, Dave, you have a very checkered past, even some run-ins with the law.
Drugs.
Yeah, so you...
What do you mean run-ins with the law?
I think there's things we don't know about.
We know.
Public urination.
Yeah.
Mushroom.
Who did not have a good weekend.
I peed my pants that day.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. There was no law involved in that.
I mean, there should have been. Otherwise, this wouldn't happen.
You know, once built my own bong.
Oh, boy.
I was high on mushrooms.
Oh, boy. So I think you might be right.
He reveals a lot, doesn't he?
Prone to fits of rage.
I'm no pumpkin!
I mean, you paid gambling debt. You used street addresses as code for money owed.
I thought that was so cool. I'm telling you, I thought that was the cat's meow. I thought it was so cool. I would check my message on the answer machine. Hey, Dave, it's George. Meet me at 1350 Jericho Turnpike. I'm like, oh, my God. That's what I'm down this week. Brilliant.
Give me all your money.
He has. He's lived some life, hasn't he?
Yeah, definitely not a nerd.
No. Definitely not a nerd.
You're not a nerd.
No, you can't do that.
I think, RJ, I think of the four of us, I think... Just by process of elimination, you're the nerdiest guy on the show.
I actually think you might be right. I feel like I...
Yeah, but you don't have real nerd tendencies. I mean, and on top of that, you've been in 578 weddings. You've gone to like 600 bachelor parties.
No, but everything's relative, right? You were a high-profile Olympian professional athlete. Dave has a very questionable past that I don't think we know everything
about. A questionable past doesn't mean you can't be a nerd.
I don't know about that.
I think
Dahmer was you could say was nerdy. But
are you comparing yourself to Dahmer?
No, yeah, I'm not. He just did. We have a Dahmer on the show already.
And Ray, I mean, Ray peruses the garden and runs the ship over there, so he can't be a nerd.
Although Bob Dabalina sends an email, says, the guy who memorizes where everyone in sports history went to college like he's studying for a spelling bee is, in fact, the biggest nerd on the show.
Can that be helpful, though? Like, it's just kind of something you do.
It's like a condition.
Yeah.
What do you mean? It's not like psoriasis.
I don't think psoriasis is what we were thinking.
Although I do see commercials for the psoriasis.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can get help for that. Yeah.
Is that when people are, like, dancing?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's
yeah.
what they always do to take your mind off of all the things they're reading and the disclaimer that can hurt you.
Yeah.
Like, could cause, like anal, leakage.
Anal leakage. Get warts, right? It's like, hey, but they're dancing. Psoriasis. I've got psoriasis.
Your leg could fall off.
Right. Your ankles could swell to the size of a small child. But psoriasis. I've got psoriasis.
You're right. They are always dancing. Or they're running on the beach. That's a big one.
That's nice. You're right.
I didn't think we were going to get a psoriasis song today.
And do you know the tune? Psoriasis. I've got psoriasis.
It sounds a lot like We Are New York.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what I that's the tune. We Are New York. We've got psoriasis. What exactly is psoriasis, by the way?
It's a skin condition.
Is it when you become like scaly?
I don't know if scaly is the right word, but yeah, your skin becomes red and flaky like that.
Yeah.
Ugh, that sounds very troubling.
Yeah, I remember the commercial where she's at the big meeting and she's going to put her jacket on. She's like, nope, not going to wear a jacket for this meeting.
No, I don't have to put on the jacket. I don't have psoriasis because I'm taking Plavix.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. Let's go to Stamatis in Astoria. Hi, Stamatis. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're great. How are you?
Not bad, man. For the record, you could probably put me in there. I'm a nerd myself, so that's if you need.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing at all. I'm a cartoonist. I was at Comic-Con, so that tells you how much of a nerd I was.
Nice.
All right, that's not why I called. I was calling because I was watching the Knicks game last night, and it was really hard to watch. Obviously, they were missing everything. And I love Thibodeau. I'm a big Thibodeau guy. I think that he's phenomenal. I think he's the best thing that's happened to this team in years. However, at what point do you just turn to your team and say, no more three-pointers? Like, you know, I don't know how it is at the high level, you know, but at what point do you just turn to everybody and say, all right, look, no more. Let's do some pick and rolls. Let's do something. Let's dump into Hardenstein. Let's dump into somebody. You know, I mean, the only guy that did it was Josh Hart. He realized those shots weren't falling, and he had open looks, and he drove the lane instead and got quick buckets. It's like, I don't know why that wouldn't be more contagious than shooting more threes. Because, I mean, that was a gettable thing. Well, yeah, I agree. I agree with you 100%. But the person that was on the floor, you got the Philly didn't have Embiid and they didn't have Maxey. So their interior defense took a shot and their offense took a shot. That's a gettable game, you know? And then we're going in there. Yeah, we're short too, but there's no reason why we can't score on the interior paint against Philly right now. I mean, I just didn't get it. Like, I don't understand why you just keep chucking three.
Well, you say interior scoring. Who is it that you want to score down low? Or are you talking about taking the ball to the basket, like Brunson and Hart just driving to the hoop?
Correct, yeah. I mean, you're taking the ball to the paint. Because Brunson's one of the best scorers in the paint in the league. But yet he just kept chucking threes. I was baffled. Like, you know, like who's going to stop him on Philly right now?
Well, Kelly Oubre. To answer your question, that's true. Kelly Oubre did, yeah.
Right, so okay, that's fair. I mean, but it's like, all right, so now Brunson's not getting the paint to score. You know, you got Hardenstein and, you know, pick and roll with Hardenstein. I mean, you got to figure something out, man.
And what Philly did well, next to the call to Mattis, what Philly, I thought, did really well last night is they doubled Brunson. They doubled him hard, and he either was lost or had to give up the ball. It was really problematic last night.
All right, but that's what you're going to see.
Of course. I'm surprised you haven't seen more of that.
And get the ball out of his hands, and then you hope that, I mean, the shooters around him make shots. And then last night they didn't.
Let's go to Ira, Staten Island. Good morning, Ira. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, and a pretty happy birthday to you, Dave.
Thank you very much.
And besides real life, you'll have a very nice birthday after the Giants. It appears that they're going to be big players in free agency. Where, you know, I'm not going to fault the Jets, but, you know, everything you hear, it looks like they're going to take the same approach that Douglas has done since he's here. I mean, he got burnt with Tomlinson. You know, he got burnt with Cahill. I don't see him going out and spend big money on some people, and that's a big crapshoot because you're kind of stuck, and you guys know they're in a win-now mode, and I guess he feels very confident that he's going to get some stars in the draft because if he don't, and he comes up short in free agency, it might not turn out what we all want.
Right. I would be – listen, Ira, I saw that. I actually saw a report. I don't know how true the report was, but that, you know, Saleh and Woody were interested in really going out there and trying to spend this offseason, and Joe Douglas has a more he's not going to be nearly as aggressive, which makes no sense.
Why?
If they don't fix the problem and they don't have guys that they know, like, at least with free agency – and the problem with free agency is, as everyone knows, is it's not the great way to, you know, greatest way to build your team because you're overpaying a lot of the time for the players that you want because they're in the open market and you're competing against other teams. But I mean, at least with that, you have proven commodities as opposed to, you know, what could happen in the draft. Like, you have, yeah, it's great. It's the, you know, it's hope. This guy, you know, is all the talent in the world, but you haven't seen him play at this level. At least with free agency, you got guys that you've seen play and have success at this level.
But what would be the rationale behind not spending big money if you're Joe Douglas?
I don't know. It's a great question.
Like if you don't spend big money, like if you go and sign the David Bakhtiaris of the world and you don't spend big money and your free agents don't produce, you're probably never a GM again in this league.
Right.
I mean, if you're Joe, and if your owner says go spend big bucks on free agents, explain to me what sense it makes. You'd be like, no, let's not because why?
I don't know why. I mean, I guess if you're Joe Douglas, you know, and you don't, and you lose this job, I guess you're trying to prove to, you know, whoever your next employer could be that even, you know, in the face of, you know, maybe losing his job, he wasn't doing anything crazy out of desperation that puts the, you know, franchise at risk moving forward. But I don't know, man. You got Aaron Rodgers for this year, and he said a couple more. But, I mean, you have to – if they don't win, your owner came out and pretty much gave you a playoff mandate. So if you don't take the appropriate steps this offseason to fix this offensive line, to add another receiver, and you don't win, you're not going to be the GM of the Jets anymore.
I find it very hard to think that he's going to get another GM job. You go to the Jets, you fail miserably, you can't take a quarterback, your free agent signings have certainly not been great, yet a couple of good, really, really good picks in the draft. But if you never go to the postseason, you think another team's going to say, you know what, let's let Joe Douglas run things here?
I would say probably not. So there for me would be a sense of urgency to, hey, I mean, let's get this thing fixed, and then we'll worry about...
Like, I would almost think just the opposite.
Term later.
Like, should we play Robert Hunt, you know, $18 million a year? Oh, God, probably not, but we kind of have to, would be my thought.
Yeah, I would probably be trying to create as much cap space as humanly possible this offseason. Because I'm not going to be, I mean, there's a real chance I'm not around here to have to deal with it anyway. Down the road, right?
Exactly that. So, you know what? If you swing huge and you miss, all right, you're going to be out of a job. Like, If the Jets are not good this year, he's out of a job regardless, right? That's your mindset?
Yeah, it feels like it.
Okay, so why would you not swing big?
I don't know. I can't answer that question because I would swing big. Like I said, I would have done or would continue to do whatever I could to create as much cap space as possible because I recognize how expensive offensive linemen are going to be. I mean, how expensive a wide receiver could be. I would be trying to trade for Cortland Sutton right now. Like, there'd be a lot of things I'd be doing.
Right. I mean, Jerry Jeudy was just traded for nothing.
Yeah. I don't... Your boy Stank did not have nice things to say about
Jeudy? Jeudy. All right. But if you're Cleveland, you mortgage nothing for him.
Right. I mean, that's... Yeah, it makes sense for them.
If Deshaun Watson is good...
Well, that's
good.
Part of it, too. But that's part of it, too. They got to do... That's another situation where they got to do whatever it takes to make Deshaun Watson's contract worth it.
Right.
So they don't look like idiots.
Right. But you know what? Their offensive line is good. Assuming Chubb comes back somewhat healthy, he's terrific. You have one of the best tight ends in Njoku. You got Amari Cooper. You got Elijah Moore. Now you got Jerry Jeudy. I mean,
and you have that defense, like, you know, Cleveland, who was a playoff team this year, should certainly be a playoff team next year.
Right, but I mean, to your point about Joe Douglas, that's also it's also a team that's trying to justify to everyone that they made the right choice of giving Deshaun Watson $230 million guaranteed. So you're going to do whatever it takes to make sure that that works out. Like, if I'm Joe Douglas right now, I'm doing whatever it takes to make sure that this thing works, because if it doesn't, I'm going to be out of a job.
Yeah, I don't, like, and I would love someone to call and explain it to me. I don't understand the rationale behind not going huge in free agency if I'm the Jets right now.
Well, unless he has, he has the confidence that he's going to get, you know, what he needs in free agency, but I would like to take care of as much as possible so I have...
You mean in the draft?
In the draft, but I'd like to take care of as much as possible in free agency just because they're proven commodities. On top of that, I have the flexibility once we get to the draft.
Very strange. Join the Michael Kay Show for a live Big East broadcast on Friday, March 15th. That's this Friday, starting at 3 o'clock at the Rutherford, a rooftop restaurant on 33rd Street across from Madison Square Garden. There's going to be plenty of ESPN swag given away and a chance to score Big East tournament tickets. See the Kay Show live with special Big East guests at the Rutherford on 33rd Street this Friday starting at 3 o'clock. Brought to you by Sam Adams, Truly Hard Seltzer, Schweppes, and Nissan. That'll be nice.
That'll be real nice. Exciting.
Are you into the Big East tournament?
Yeah, because you're into it. I'll be into it.
See, that's nice.
I try to participate in things that you like.
Yeah. See, I think RJ and I love the college basketball. You watch it and take it in because you want to be part of the conversation, and Raymond has no interest.
I didn't even realize this. I got a tasty little nugget last night from a buddy of mine. Zach Edey, hockey player, huh?
I didn't know that. Canadian, I know.
Yeah, so I got a text.
Can you imagine him? How big would he be on skates?
Oh, he'd be
7'7"? I'm not kidding.
No, I'm not. I know you're not kidding.
Could you imagine that? Like, you're coming down the wing and you see Zach Edey waiting for you. You would crap yourself.
Yeah. So he sends me and he says, "There's a really good article on Zach Edey. He says the best part is how playing hockey was such a big contributor to him playing, to helping him do what he does at basketball. How important playing multiple sports was for him.
Hockey good player.
How about that?
How about that? He's like the Zdeno Chara of modern day,
dude. Have you ever watched the Zdeno chart? First of all, he's a specimen. Have you ever watched the fight when McCabe tries to fight him?
He murders him, right?
Well, he picks him up like he's like a child, and like just starts throwing him on the ice. And McCabe is like 240 pounds, 230. And he's just picking him up and like just throwing him. We were at the All-Star game, and he's got he's 6'9", so he got this big long stick.
God.
And all the guys are like, "What's the flex of the stick?" And he dead serious like. Because they couldn't bend it. He's like, "As much as I need."
And they're, okay. He's Drago.
He's as much as I,
you
as
have made Chara into Drago.
As much as I need.
If he dies.
He dies.
He dies.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Biggest nerd of the four of us is his. Oh. Bob Dabalina says, the guy who memorizes where everyone in sports history went to college like he's studying for a spelling bee is, in fact, the biggest nerd on the show.
Can that be helpful, though? Kind of something you do.
It's like a condition.
It's not like psoriasis.
I don't think psoriasis is what we were thinking.
Although I do see commercials for the psoriasis.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can get help for that. Yeah.
Is that when people are, like, dancing?
Well, that's what they always do to take your mind off of all the things they're reading that can hurt you.
Yeah. Warts. Hey, but they're dancing. Psoriasis. I've got psoriasis.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
No, you can't do that.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, Raymond, what a job these guys are doing, huh? He comes back with Revenge of the Nerds. RJ's rejoin was absolutely sensational. These guys are the best in the business.
They're a dynamic duo is what they are.
They really are.
Elite.
Revenge of the Nerds, one of my favorite movies, by the way.
Great movie. I may have to rewatch that. I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
If you actually sat and watched it with one of your children, though, I don't think that'd be a good idea.
Yeah, I'm not saying I would watch with the kids. I don't think they're ready for Revenge of the Nerds.
No, I don't think so either. A lot of cursing, a lot of nudity.
Yeah, I think that's probably like a Cass and I. Rewatch it.
Yeah, I don't really though. Like you and Cass are going to sit and watch Revenge of the Nerds together.
I think I would probably attempt it, and then like 15 minutes in, she'd probably be asleep like usual, and then I would finish it. But yeah, I like the movie. I haven't seen it in forever.
It's a very good movie.
It's a great movie.
Anthony Edwards.
Yeah. They're going to name the cast now.
Well, I don't. Carradine.
Okay.
You have. I don't know who plays. I don't know who. Ted McGinley.
Yeah.
Valarin Balugan.
No, Balugan not in it. Well, I can think of. I don't know who else there is. Oh, what's his name? The guy with the crazy hair. He's from 30 something. I can't think of his name.
Who have you named so far? Did you name Booger?
Booger, I don't know Booger's real name. Booger was on Moonlighting, though.
Booger's Curtis Armstrong.
Curtis Armstrong, right. If you give me a name, I could tell you who probably played that, who that person was.
Oh, you've named Carradine.
Yep.
You got McGinley.
McGinley was I forget his name in the movie, but yes.
Stan
Gable.
Yeah, Larry Scott.
I don't know who Larry Scott was.
It was Lamar.
Lamar Luttrell. Luttrell Lamar.
Him throwing the javelin is like one of my favorites.
Oh, it's unbelievable. what's the redheaded guy's name? I can't think of it.
The redheaded guy's name. What did he play?
He was the guy that played the violin. Mark Lewinsky. He was one of the nerds. He was in the fraternity, and he was in 30 something. He was in Field of Dreams.
I got nothing.
He played the husband on Field of Dreams.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of his name.
Oh, for God's sakes. Do I have to go to...
Timothy Busfield?
Yeah, yes, Busfield, yes.
Yeah.
Busfield, yes. That's exactly who it was.
Yeah. I'm glad we got that sorted out.
Yeah, I'm glad we decided to go through the cast. Thanks, Dave.
Why?
We just want to mention Revenge of the
Nerds. When Dave hits the topics, he's got to go through the names of people involved.
Yeah, I think we've just solved the...
All right, then! Let's get to the calls.
It's like when Gunling did that soccer conversation a few years back.
Yes.
Oh, Pele? Ronaldo? David Vannoli?
You know, I didn't like that bit. I want to ban from the station.
You should have said something.
Had I realized I had the power to say I don't feel comfortable with this, I would have.
Speak up.
Next time I will. Rich Cimini, sorry I brought you guys down.
No
one said you brought us down.
No, I see the way you act towards me.
The apology accepted.
Yeah. So that was just awful radio, huh, RJ?
It wasn't bad. I couldn't help myself.
I bet you there are people in the car like, yes, love Revenge of the Nerds. Not you guys.
No, we said we loved it. We didn't want to go down like the entire
his,
cast.
His father was a great actor, too.
What was his name?
I don't remember, but if you said it, I would remember.
Great.
He's passed away. He was a legendary actor.
I believe you.
Bob Busfield.
Not Bob, but that's Timothy Busfield.
We got time. Let's think about it. Let's figure it out.
I'm going to look up the cast. I'll get back to you on that. Rich Cimini has a tweet. Expected to return. Adios. That means goodbye in Spanish. And maybe back. Expected to return. Morstead, Zerline, Solomon Thomas. Those guys should be back. Adios to Huff, Becton, Dwayne Brown, Cobb, Lawson, Bryce Hall, Woods, and Turner. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Maybe back. Davis, Whitehead, Jefferson, Hardy, McGovern.
It sounds like your buddy Corey Davis could come out of retirement.
Great.
We had a song about him.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, you did. No, we did. You did.
Corey Davis. Like Corey Davis.
I'm taking the
big contract of Corey Davis.
The clapping was too much.
Well, the clapping was just to make sure you didn't get a word in at all.
To drown me out?
Yeah.
Well, you heard Aaron. I mean, Aaron said that he actually, you know, pointed to
James Cromwell.
Good.
Was Mr. Skolnick, by the way.
Super.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers actually, I mean, mentioned in one of the podcasts that he was on that it was Morstead and Zerline, and he wants them back.
I love
their weapons.
Aaron wants them back
because they're weapons.
So then they will absolutely be back.
Yeah, you would think so. And plus, they were great.
They were great.
Morstead was really good. Zerline's good, and now, I mean, dude, the offensive line has to be fixed. That's priority number one. Defense is good. I mean, they brought back Chuck Clark. They signed one of the Niners that got cut.
Yeboah, I believe, is brought back, too.
Yeboah's back. They need to fix the offense or solidify the offense, however you want to frame it.
You do it with the offensive line.
Right. Figure out where AVT is going, if he's going to play guard or tackle. Put him in one spot. Hopefully that helps him stay healthy. You need a left tackle. I mean, your offensive line's a mess.
Offensive line's a mess. I don't like this idea that they're not going to make major changes to the offensive line, though.
They have to make major changes. What do you mean?
You say that, but if you're going to be shopping at the five and dime, who wants that?
Well, you got to draft one, I think, right? Your 10th overall pick.
Right, you would draft one. Correct. That's
one.
You
got draft one. You got AVT. You got Tippmann. I'll see what you can get out of Carter Warren. But, yeah, you need.
Rick, you need two tackles.
Unless you decide to move AVT to tackle.
Well, you might have no choice but to move AVT to tackle.
Well, but also, I mean, when you look at how much money the guards are going for on the free agent market, I mean, and you're not, I mean, you're not going all in and going to just spend the way that everyone thinks you should spend. That's another problem.
Don't you have to kick the tires on Tyron Smith, though?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think you have to. Oh, John Goodman was the coach in Revenge of the Nerds as
great.
Well. I think I'm done now.
Okay.
So Russell Wilson, it didn't make sense to me last week when the Giants brought him in that they were going to sign him. So, I'm, you know, move on, goes to Pittsburgh. Here's the thing. The name Russell Wilson is exciting. But in actuality, he hasn't been a very good quarterback in quite some time now.
Well, last season wasn't bad.
It was fine.
It was better than anything you had. Was it not?
That the Giants had?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. But again, and you said this last week, and I think people don't really see this happening. The Giants are rebuilding. Do I want to bring in a 35-year-old quarterback to start the rebuild?
Well, no, I don't think it was to start the rebuild. I think if you're Joe Shane, you're looking at, you know, how this whole thing unfolded and what made Russell Wilson attractive to now. I mean, he's going to Pittsburgh. You have a guy that's coming off a season where he threw 26 touchdowns, 8 picks, and you can pay him veteran minimum as a backup. So you kick the tires, I guess. I mean, that's the only, I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to bring him in, give him the vet min, and then have your $40 million quarterback sit on the bench as the backup?
No, it doesn't make sense. So it sounds like they're going to draft the quarterback. I'm going to draft the quarterback. I'm going to bring in Russell Wilson, and I'm going to have Daniel Jones. How many quarterbacks do I need?
Well, okay. So if it's not Russell Wilson, it sounds like if the intent of this meeting was to kind of kick the tires, see what he was, you know, what he wanted, and I think he wants a legitimate chance to start, which he'll have in Pittsburgh, and I don't think he would have had here, is you'll have Daniel Jones, who, if healthy, will start the season. You'll sign a backup, and then you'll draft one. So in case something, which usually does happen, you know, Daniel Jones gets hurt, which he usually does, then you're not forced to play the rookie. That you have a guy that could step in.
Right, but don't
he'd
I
be a cheaper? He'd be a cheaper option than, you know, a lot of the backup quarterbacks that are out there right now because of the unique situation that he's in.
But in your scenario, what's happening with Daniel Jones?
Daniel Jones, you'd have Daniel Jones as the starter. You're going to bring in a backup quarterback in case something happens to Daniel Jones.
So you don't want to see the kid at all then?
Well, you won't be forced to put him in till he's ready. Right? I mean, if you take the kid sixth overall and Daniel Jones gets hurt, your people will be screaming to see the sixth overall pick. Unless you have a really good backup. Because the Giants are still going to want to... That's the thing about New York, though. You're still going to want to give yourself the best opportunity to win, too. As you're going through this rebuild.
I guess. I don't know. I never wanted Russell Wilson. Didn't really make sense to me.
No, I know. But for what other reason would you bring him in then? Except the fact that he's the cheapest. As far as backup quarterbacks are considered, with what you'd have to pay him, that's what makes him attractive.
Right. He's attractive because you don't have to pay him any money. Correct.
And you know he can play.
Right.
So now if and when Daniel Jones does get hurt again, you have, you know, him as the next guy up.
Raymond, I don't see this. You said that Dan Graziano had a tweet.
I went away from it. I think the Giants had somebody visiting today. I think it was Darius Williams.
All right.
So there's a player. It's nothing earth-shattering, but there's a player.
What I believe the Giants are going to do is, and this is what Jordan has been spouting, is they're going to sign or trade for a defensive end and get to the quarterback on the other side from Kayvon, and they're going to completely retool the offensive line, hopefully once and for all.
It sounds like that's priority number one for them, yeah.
Right, which is why maybe McKinney's not back, which is why Saquon won't be back, because they just deem we have to fix this offensive line.
Well, you have to, because, I mean, whoever your quarterback is, especially if you can invest the sixth overall pick or if you even trade up to get, you know, Drake May or whoever it is, I mean, once he plays, you're going to have to be able to protect the kid to give him the best chance to have success.
All right, so I think something that happened over the weekend really diminishes the Giants' chances of trading up. Right? I mean, Mac Jones traded to Jacksonville for, what was that, a sixth-round pick?
Sixth-round pick.
Yep. Doesn't that signify that New England is going to take a quarterback, or am I missing something?
No, I don't think you're missing anything. I mean, it felt like, I told you that from the time I saw Jared Mayo's an initial, you know, conversation or with whoever it was. He kind of hinted at the fact that they were going to address the quarterback position with that, you know, third pick. But, unless you get to where the Patriots love, you know, one of the quarterbacks, and that quarterback's gone. If it's Jaden Daniels and he goes two to Washington, and they're not sold that Drake May's the guy,
right,
or Drake May's a project that they don't want to get involved in, then maybe they trade out.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, I guess you could be right, but that, so they're just so done on Mac Jones, right? If you're done with Mac Jones, you're done regardless.
Yeah, I saw some other report. Again, the problem with X or Twitter, what do you want to call it? Like, you see reports and it's tough to, because the whole, like, the blue checkmark thing. I also saw a report that Belichick wanted to trade Mac Jones last year, and Kraft vetoed it.
You got nothing in return. Think about these quarterbacks. You're getting nothing. A sixth-round pick. What in the world is Zach Wilson going to get in return?
According to Adam Schein, an NFL Plus subscription.
Ryan Leaf did not like that.
Did not like that.
No, he went right after Adam Schein.
Right after him. It's disrespectful.
It's disrespectful, but I think the point, without being a jerk, can be discussed. If do you think that Mac Jones is better than Zach Wilson?
Mac Jones was better than... Yeah, I don't think he's as talented as Zach Wilson.
I agree with that, but as far as accomplished more, he accomplished a lot more.
Yes.
And he went for a six.
Right, and now he's a backup.
What is Zach Wilson going to go for?
I don't know. You might have to release him.
You might have to release him is right.
15th overall pick to a 6th-round pick. Now he's a backup in Jacksonville.
That's right. All right, let's break. We'll come back. We'll get your calls on the NFL. A lot of little nuggets to get to. 1-800-919-3776. What I love about these days also is this is going to be a lot on the fly. Something's going to happen. Spur of the moment, we discuss. And we will next, 98.7 ESPN.
FanDuel's putting the ball in your court for the rest of the NBA season, because right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $200 if your bet wins. Bet on the NBA with a wide range of bet types. You got quick bets, live same game parlays, player props, and so much more. Visit FanDuel.com/Rick and make your first bet a layup. FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Must be 21 and older and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467369.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Can I tell you what I'm doing this afternoon?
Ooh. I know you have a bunch of lunches. Bunch of lunches planned this week.
Not today. I'm getting a massage today.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
You really are like a veal chop.
What does that mean?
You get massages.
It's
you
my birthday.
I know, but you get your hair and your beard trimmed up every week.
Well, I mean, I
don't care about your children. Myself. Rub my glutes.
Yeah.
You're like a big-time celebrity.
No.
It's the kind of life you live.
No, Sherry got me a 4-pack of massages, and I have one remaining, and I'm going to use it today.
Rub my glutes.
Wow. What are you going to focus on today, the back?
Yeah, my neck's feeling a little sore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So kind of the right side of the back and the neck.
A full hour?
Yeah, hopefully. Unless a licky boom boom, boom down! I don't know why you played that there.
I mean, you really have it nice.
What does that mean?
Well, no, I mean, it's just, I think you know what it means. I mean, you have the job of your dreams.
Right.
You have the wife of your dreams.
Oh, right? Yeah.
She asks you to pretty much do nothing around the house.
That's not true.
Well, you don't, I mean.
I threw a roll of paper towel yesterday.
Okay, yeah, that's smaller than what you remember it being.
Right.
Which makes you upset. And then on top of that, she buys you, I mean, 4 packs of massages. I mean, it's... You must have done something right.
I'm a somewhere nice along person. The line.
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily the truth, but...
What does that mean?
Well, you say nasty things to Raymond. You're very nasty to Raymond.
I'm a nice guy. You wouldn't define me as a nice person?
I think generally you are a nice guy.
Okay. But RJ, would you define level. Me as a nice guy?
I would.
Okay.
Yeah, but there are plenty of nice people that don't have it nearly as good as you have it.
Well, I've worked hard for putting myself in this position.
I think you almost kind of stepped in it a little bit, though.
No, I don't think so at all.
You stepped into Sherry.
Mm-mm.
Which I think has set you onto this
no,
unbelievable
trajectory.
No, I mean,
I think she has you know, spurned greatness out of me, but I don't know. Like, I waited for her. When I found her, I snapped her right up.
Right up.
I mean, I could have been with any number of ladies.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't want any part of those ladies. We'll see naked ladies. Those are my ladies.
Yeah, but you didn't. I mean, the courting process doesn't feel like it was the best.
What does that mean?
You know what I mean? Like, if you were like, drop how you would, how would you land your dream woman? I don't think it was.
It was great.
Yeah.
I called her. She was having a brunch for the marathon. I called her. She's like, I have people over for a brunch. I can't talk now. I'll call you back. She called me back. We spoke for like 2 hours. I knew she was great, and we went right from there.
And then you left her at the second date.
I didn't leave. I mean, she was at the table reading while I was watching Ohio right. State Miami. I mean, it was a national championship game that goes to double overtime. Who am I to not watch it?
Yeah, the whole marathon debacle.
We were already living together at that point. It was
okay,
we were too
fine.
Far in.
I think this has been revealing for how Dave views his current situation. He said, the most telling thing to me, I could have had my choice of many ladies.
That slices it, dices it, Marianne's.
He views himself as the catch, Rick. It's not the way you're framing it.
No, 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 no. I view my wife as a tremendous catch.
But you are the catch.
But I am also a catch.
Your mother.
I mean, how many people can go out there and just swing it around and threaten Rick Pitino?
Listen to me, Pitino! You stay away from my wife.
Wow.
Guy's just trying to get ready for the Big East tournament.
That's
Brendan Fraser hit on her.
He's on the bubble right now.
Who the hell are you?
He's right on the bubble.
Right
Me?
On the bubble.
No.
You, Pitino. Oh,
good.
Why would you be on the bubble?
Well, I wouldn't want to be on the bubble.
Of what?
Dave will come and pop the bubble.
But I don't want to not make it. Whatever it is.
Oh, you're going to make it right in that massage table today.
What does that mean?
I'm going to get a nice massage.
Yeah.
That's it.
I love a nice massage.
I'm not saying anything dirty. It's probably a reputable place. I don't think your wife's buying you a 4-pack to a Robert Kraft situation.
All right,
I don't think it's the Orchids of Asia that you're
it's
going
not.
To.
It's not. Actually,
I'll let you in behind the curtain a little bit.
Oh, you've been there.
She's back coming, roads, you know, like Okeechobee or whatever it is in Florida. She's coming over to my house today.
Ooh. Wow.
That's wow, right. This is at home.
At in-home massage.
Does Sherry get involved?
What do you mean? Does Sherry like rub one side of my body while this lady rubs the other?
Well, wow.
I've never had a four-hands massage.
Maybe you get one of those special massage tables, you know?
Rick's right. You live some life.
What does that mean? It's my birthday tomorrow.
I guess so.
What do you mean, guess so? It actually is my birthday tomorrow.
Champion.
Actually, it would be today if they didn't have that stupid leap day.
Like that kind of party.
I've never had a four-handed massage.
I know. I never have.
Well, maybe today's your day.
Maybe today is my day. Can you imagine that?
Imagine if you got home and Sherry's like, you know what? I got the right side. You take the left.
How great would that be?
Oh, what a life.
My senses would be titillated.
That wouldn't be the only thing.
I got some titillating news for you, my friend.
Right.
I can't believe he said that. Rich Cimini, our dear friend, he says, maybe the Jets ought to sit out day one of free agency. 2021, Carl Lawson, 3 years, $45 million. Didn't work out well. Also that year, Corey Davis, 3 years, $37.5 million. Didn't work out well. 2022, Laken Tomlinson, 3 years, $40 million. CJ Uzoma, 3 years, $24 million. None of those guys on the roster currently.
No. No, that's not great for Joe Douglas. If you have to sit out day one just because you're not good at it.
Do you find it strange that the Jets have more success in the draft than they do free agency?
I think it's dangerous to try to build a team through free agency. Just because of, especially day one, like Rich Smith.
Well, I'm not saying
about.
Build the team, but you would think if you're going to sign a guard in free agency and pay him $15 million a year, that he's going to be a really good player. Like, I just find it kind of confounding that they hit in the draft and they miss in free agency.
Well, I think it's also, too, they also do a good job, and Joe Douglas has done a good job with undrafted players. Finding undrafted players, right? I mean, what you did with Bryce Huff. I mean, there's a list of players that they've done really good jobs with. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know why Laken Tomlinson didn't work out. I mean, you could probably point to the fact that the offensive line was a mess since he's been here. Lack of coaching.
Yeah, but part of that has to be on him.
Right. I'm not disagreeing with you. I mean, Corey Davis decided he wanted to retire. I mean, you look at. I mean, that's one of those positions too that's dependent. A lot on, can the offensive line block for the quarterback, and is the quarterback good enough to get you the football, which that hasn't been. Offensive line's been bad. Quarterback's been bad. Yeah, I don't know. All I know is this, is that when you look at where Joe Douglas and his coaching staff is at and the amount of pressure that's on them to get this right, you can't afford to miss right now.
Well, this idea that's floating around that the Jets are going to not spend big money in free agency feels so odd to me as a strategy to go with here.
Yeah, my strategy would be all in.
Right, I'm all in. Because if it doesn't work, Joe Douglas is done. He's done here, and he's done getting another job, and he's probably done as ever being a GM again in this league. So why would you not go all in to try to remedy what ails you right now?
You would.
Well, that's what you say, and that's what I say, and I think that's what the Jets fans would say, but doesn't sound like that's their intent.
Yeah, but you're not around. I mean, he's not going to be around to have to deal with the repercussions of making moves this offseason.
Right.
If it doesn't work.
If you overpay one of the guards, so what? If you mortgage in the draft and you trade picks next year, the year after, or whatever, so what? Like, which actually, from the Joe Douglas perspective, I think means a lot, and he can do things, but it would actually make me nervous from the overall Jets perspective, because it's like he's shopping with not a lot of life left, you know? So what happens if he just goes crazy?
Well, it doesn't sound like he's going to go crazy, though.
But why would he not go a little crazy?
Maybe for that reason. Maybe because he has confidence that this is going to work out, and he's going to be here long term, and he doesn't want to deal with all of a sudden deciding this year to go all in.
When he feels like
you don't
go all in this year, if you don't go all in this year, and you get nothing from this season, and you're 8-9 and you miss the playoffs, you're not here next year.
Right. I'm with you. Unless he doesn't believe that. Unless he believes that he has enough, that his defense is good enough, he can make the right moves, that you know he doesn't have to go out and spend all of his money. He can sit back. There's a couple players that he likes. Sign those players and then you know address everything else in the draft. And he thinks that with Aaron Rodgers coming back, they'll be fine.
If one of their big signings this offseason, and not only, like, if they bring in Bakhtiari as one of three offensive linemen and the other two they have big expectations for and he's the third, totally fine. If they bring in Bakhtiari as he's going to be the answer at left tackle, you are an insane organization.
Right. I would agree with that. The guy's always, I mean,
he's always hurt.
He's not available.
He's always, always, always hurt. All right, 1-800-919-3776. The Islanders are red hot. The Rangers have a important game tonight and a huge one tomorrow and made moves that we really haven't reacted much off of. 1-800-919-3776. We'll get to the hockey, back to the Knicks, over to the NFL. It's a big day in the world of sports. Keep it locked in right here, 98.7 ESPN. All right, now Dave Rothenberg here to say about my friends at Bathfitter. They converted my kid's bathtub to a shower, did just a phenomenal job. Customized just as we wanted, only one expert installer. Process was easy. There was no demo, no mess, and Bathfitter is a high-quality, permanent solution with a full lifetime guarantee. 3+ million happy customers like me and my wife, and for a limited time, you get 0% interest or save $500 on a complete Bathfitter system. So start designing your bath today like we did at BathFitterDesign.com because there's only one Bathfitter.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.